You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday, and I'm giving you guys kudos that are already on hold for the program because I decided at the last minute to do it a half hour earlier than I normally do. My day has gotten a bit backed up with busyness, so I'm honoring that by being aware in the moment, and that's what I want to talk to you about before I go to the calls. Be aware in the moment, because I'm telling you, the most amazing stuff happens when you just pay attention. So your thought for the day, your Friday wisdom is be aware, pay attention to what's being presented to you in the moment. I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 720 area code. Hello, 720. Who's this?
Oh.
Hi, what's your first name?
Lola.
Hi, Lola. What's your question?
I'm just wondering what you see on career for me.
Okay, let's see. Now, I have to tell you that sometimes other stuff will come up when I'm doing
sure.
a reading
okay.
for you.
Okay.
So I want to let you know that if I get that, I'm just going to explore it because I can, okay?
Sounds good to me.
So here's right smack in the middle of your reading is a card of your ability to be honest with people, especially people that are close to you romantically, okay? Now, I'm actually thinking that even though you asked about career, it's talking about either attracting a new love interest to you or a current love interest going to a much more aware and authentic level. So, and the reason I say that, and it's so funny because I said that the word of the day is awareness. The first card I turned over for you is a card called Awareness in my deck. In traditional tarot, it's a card called the Chariot. And I'm going to get to that in a second. But what it's saying here is that not only are you honest with the people that you care about in family, friends, love relationships, that you have the ability to be yourself. What it's also saying here is in that vibration, let go of any burdens that shouldn't be yours. Because what I keep getting here is that it's not about you falling all over yourself to prove to anybody, whether it's a job or whether it's a person, that you're fabulous. Because Lola, according to this, you already are fabulous, all right? The other thing is you have two major cards in your reading. You have, okay, before I get to that, there's a card here that's leaning toward you being afraid of your own potential, and I don't want you to buy into the fear. Don't go down that rabbit hole, all right? Because what it's saying here is that the thing you want, there's a part of you that thinks you're not ready for it, and according to this, you're totally ready for it. So that only little tiny minor card here is fear. But here's the two major cards I want to talk to you about. So the first card that I chose for you is called Awareness. And in my deck, it resonates to the Chariot in traditional tarot. But I like the way the meaning is described in both traditional tarot and in this tarot deck. In this tarot deck, it talks away about burning away the bull crap to get to what's most important to you. So it bottom lines why you want the next step in your career or the new job or whatever it is. But it's saying something happened in July that told you that you may not be in the right place anymore, that you may have learned everything you can where you are, or at least at that level. But I want to talk about, because you've actually mentioned career, In traditional tarot, it's a card called the Chariot. And in this deck, their traditional deck, it shows a gladiator in a chariot, and there are two sphinxes in front of him. There's a white sphinx and a black sphinx. Some people equate these sphinxes to the energies of good and evil, which that's fine, energies of good and evil. But it's the ultimate politics card. It's the ability to use the political environment around you to your benefit, that you're not judging the political environment at all. You're just using the energies of, say, good and evil to move you forward. So what I think has been discovered for you in the month of July is that there are certain people that you just don't want to align with anymore. And so that's
true.
Why you're looking, so you're looking at your potential. And some of the people that you don't want to align with anymore, they're asking you to take on burdens that don't feel right or even ethical to you. So what's
true.
Happening now is that you're being shown the truth. So Lola, this is not a bad thing, all right? Because the next major card is your five-year potential. So this is where you determine in a very easy, non-judgmental way, what is my next step to get to the five-year goal that I want to get to? So I'm going to ask you to fast forward. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? You could say, well, I see myself living in a house overlooking the water, or I see myself living where I am right now but have absolutely no debt. So in other words, whatever your vibration is about where you see yourself in 5 years, I want you to imagine that you're already there and looking back at right now. So to answer your question about career, it's saying anything that's a little scary but you know is the next step for you is the next job. Do you see?
Yes.
So here's the funny thing. You could actually, I would prefer that you don't stay where you are. And according to this, that you find the next opportunity in the next 5 to 6 weeks. Because vibrationally, timing-wise, not only is Mercury going forward again, so yay, but what I'm getting with you is that your big power, I know, right, the big power month for you to move forward is actually September. But I think you find the new opportunity in August.
Okay.
So I took a little longer with you and talked about more things
no,
than just your question.
No, I appreciate it.
But what I'm trying to get to here with you is that it's saying that the next step for you feels a little scary, but it's exactly the step that I want you to take. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Right on. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 602 area code. Hello, 602. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
It's going to be the same. I'm wanting to know about my career for financial abundance and job.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have a lot of stress around you right now. And you're being shown, you're literally being shown what you don't want. So it feels like a lot of spinning in place, a lot of trying to. So do you remember the old vaudeville where the guy would put sticks up and then he would spin plates on the sticks?
Yeah.
And the goal was to keep all the plates spinning so that none of them fell and crashed, right? Well, that's you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a job or in a situation that you're good at, but you are bored out of your tree because it feels as though you're being pushed in a direction where you're not really letting your true talent shine. And it looks like you're working with somebody that's kind of a lazy piece of you-know-what that seems to be dumping work on you.
Yeah.
So you don't actually get to shine because this person's dumping work on you. So is this person your boss or a coworker?
It would be more my boss.
Okay, well, if it's part of your job to actually do this person's work, then you have to kind of suck it up until you find another job. Because that's what's called duties as assigned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. You don't love your job. The only reason you're there is a paycheck. So So there's another man over here that looks like he can hire you. I wonder if this is an ex-employee or someone who used to work at your company but that doesn't work there anymore, that I actually see that you end up reconnecting with and asking if there's any opportunities at his company. The funny thing is that what I keep getting here is this guy's got brown hair and blue eyes. He's a bit on the quiet side, but you guys liked each other. It felt like a relationship that was very much an accord. You guys liked each other. So I want you to think of the people that have left this job or maybe a job you used to work at before this one. And I want you to think about the guy that has the brown hair and blue eyes. That's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to go on LinkedIn and beef up your LinkedIn profile.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't have your profile on LinkedIn, that is your project.
Okay.
Put your profile on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say the brown hair and blue eyes. That person, the only one I know about that comes to mind real quick, he works for the fire department. So do you see something linked to that then?
So here's what I would do is I would reach out to him and say, do you know if, you don't even have to reach out to him. You could actually go to the fire department and see what they're hiring. Because here's the thing, Evelyn, you handle stress really well. So if you mm-hmm. were to decide if you wanted to be a dispatcher for the police and fire department, you probably could get the job. And you could even say when you're interviewing, whoever this guy with the brown hair and blue eyes is, I really liked working with him. And if you have people like that working for you, I want to work here too. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what I want you to do this weekend is I want you to update your LinkedIn profile. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason
mm-hmm.
I want you to update your LinkedIn profile is because I want you to start searching for people that you used to work with and connect with them.
Okay.
Okay. Because what I'm getting here is, and I'm going to even say it this way, for you to have what you want, you're going to have to make the effort to have what you want. What you're being shown mm-hmm. right now in your environment is you don't like where you are. So the universe always supports you, okay? So even if something feels icky and uncomfortable, the icky and uncomfortable is to show you what you don't want. So don't take any of it personally. Look at the
mm-hmm.
fact that your boss specifically works with you to dump on you so that they can go around and be the social butterfly and have coffee and bug people and not do anything at all. That's why your boss works with you. So now you find something where you get to be a little bit of a shining star yourself and you don't have
mm-hmm.
to work for someone that's basically dumping all their work on you. So, all right, gal pal, you got this.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shante.
Hi, Shante. What's your question?
So I was in school because I wanted to do something to change career.
Yes.
It started out going well, but then I got a financial blockage that's like stopping me from going to school because the school is actually at a distance. So I was just wondering if you have any messages or anything regarding that, because I'm just trying to better my life and then I'm getting this blockage to not complete it. So I'm kind of confused as to what's happening.
Here's the interesting thing. You have a card here that talks about a self-created trap, which is kind of a funny thing for me to actually say to you, because not only do you have that card, but it's also a card that's where you're actually making, how do I put this? You're using money as an excuse to not keep going with what you're doing, when in fact it says there are resources here that you could actually get the money or the loan or the word I'm getting is pardon or excuse or it's like somebody steps up and says, oh, well, you know, this program's available. So what I would do is go to the school, talk with the financial aid people and go, I'm having a really difficult time because of location and finances to continue to do this school. So are there resources that you can tell me about that I might not be aware of? So that would be number one. Number two, I would reach out again to anybody that owes you money and say, look, I need to have a certain amount of money to be able to continue my school. So that money I loaned you from whatever, I actually need it back now. That's number two. Number three, what I'm getting here is there's somebody here that will give you the money if you just call them. The funny, you know, I always like to tell people this, to ask kind of a different way. So let's say your mom or your dad or your brother or a good friend, you call them up and say, hey, I'm doing a survey. I need $5,000 so that I can keep doing this school. If you were me, what would you do? Seriously, do the survey. Actually ask that way. Because the funny thing is that since you're already in the school, it's not like it's something you're going to do someday. You're actually already doing it. When you talk to the financial aid people at the school and you say, is there any kind of part-time work or is there any kind of opportunity that I can earn my tuition or I can find a place to stay close to where this is? The other thing is that you could actually find somebody where you do housekeeping and maybe light cleaning and like cooking and laundry in trade for a place to stay. So what I keep getting here is that you can figure this out if you really want to. That's what I'm getting. So that the this little what I keep getting here is you're using the excuse of money. Because what the real issue is you're a little afraid to actually finish. So I said all of that to get to the meat of what's going on here is fear. You're afraid that you're not going to be able to complete it. So instead of going into that to the fear place, I want you instead to start calling people and asking their advice is if they were you, what would they do? Because what I get here is that there's some sort of either gift of money or gift of opportunity coming to you in the next 2 weeks, which is sort of last minute, right up against the wall timing. But that's what I'm getting. But it doesn't mean we hang up and you just sit there and go, oh, well, psychic Mona said there's going to be this windfall that comes out of the blue. Well, psychic Mona says there is a windfall coming out of the blue, but you got to make the phone calls.
Okay.
So here's the thing. It says you've got this. And the funny thing is that when you start making the phone calls and you do it like a survey, you could even decide to say something like, so I called this psychic on the radio and she said I should call all the people I know and see if they can help me get through this semester of school.
Okay.
That would be even funnier. Because the lighter you treat this, the more of a game that you treat this like, the quicker you get the resources you need. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Shantae. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
I would love a windfall of money at the moment. And
yeah, well,
looking for a career.
Okay, so here's the thing. Anything is better than nothing, all right? I don't even care if you get trained as a barista at Starbucks, okay? Anything is better than nothing. However, according to what I'm seeing with your cards here, is that you're going to do your job opportunity a little differently than the last person I just talked to, okay? Because she's going to school and she's that's a whole different situation than you. What your cards are saying is, first you ask yourself, what's your dream job? That's the first thing you ask yourself. What's my dream job? That's question number one. Question number two is, okay, where do I want to work? So it's not about going out there to see what jobs are out there. It's about you deciding, well, what company do I want to work at next? Okay? And then when you figure mm-hmm. out the company or the kind of job you want to do, then what you do is you look on their website and see what's open. Doesn't matter what job you get in, because once you get in, then you can create the jobs that you really want once you're there, all right? Because what I'm getting here is that you've got the happiest card in the entire deck right smack in the middle of your reading. So in traditional tarot, this is a card called the Sun. It means happy marriage, happy contentment in life, the ability to look at what's going on around you and appreciate it all. And that the foundation you start from here, Lisa, is being grateful for the fact that you are unhappy where you are now. You are looking for that opportunity. The thing is that we all can't be Kardashians, all right? And by the way, I feel we can't. So, and I want to tell you, if you can kind of look at it in a slightly different way, the Kardashians in general have no goals. They haven't worked hard for anything. So they don't really get the delight or the knowledge or the experience of working hard for anything they want. They just, mm-hmm. they got all this money, they got all this attention, they burp and a million people like it. The way
right.
I look at that is that we all can't be Kardashians. And do we really want to? Answer is like, heck no. Okay? So what it's saying for you is that, Lisa, all you have to do, and I really want to make this as simple as possible, decide where you want to work, and then go there and say, I really want to work with you guys. I love you, man. That's what you do. And the funny thing is when you go in with that vibe, this is saying that there's a job within the next 3 to 5 weeks that you really like. And it's by identifying what you want first. So as soon as you decide what you want, the job comes to you. All right? Now, again, it doesn't mean that you sit there in your house and eat bonbons and wait for the UPS guy to ring your doorbell. That's not how it happens.
No,
seriously, it means that you decide, okay, this is what I'm good at, this is what I'd like to do, and this is where I'd like to do it. Because nobody does what you do the way you do it, Lisa. People that are meant to find you will find you. All you have to do is be responsive. So put it in your radar.
My problem is I'm very much a Jane of all trades, and focusing.
Okay. Sweetie, that's a distraction. When you focus on one thing at a time, you're brilliant. So focus on the thing that opens the door for the company with the killer benefits and a decent salary, and then... Mm-hmm. Then your jack of all trades can step in and go, hey, I can help you with that. Hey, I can do that too. Hey, let me do this trade show with you. And suddenly they go, oh, my gosh, we love working with Lisa. She's totally a team player. Okay. All right, girl. Got to go. See ya. Okay. Bye.
Thanks.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. What's your question?
I would just like a general.
Okay. I do specific questions. General is when you call me for a reading.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you see me getting a car soon?
Okay. So, yeah, actually, yes. But I would wait to get the car around November or December. And I have to tell you, I don't usually plug other businesses, but I want to tell you that this worked for me when I got my new-to-me car, because I didn't buy a brand-new car. I bought a previously owned vehicle. There's a website out there called Car Gurus, CarGurus.com, CarGurus.com. And what you do is you put your email address in, and you actually put down the car that you're looking for, and they send you emails with deals. It's very cool. It's and I have to tell you, I found the car we found. I sent my husband down to test drive it, and then after he test drove it, he came back and said, "Yeah, it's a good car." So then we went down and negotiated the deal. Seriously, it worked great. So I'm just telling you, that's the. But it's saying yes, you get the new car, and yes, you get the new car by the end of the year. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later. All right. So you guys, I'll be back live next Friday at my usual time. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be talking again soon.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.